Czech politicians have welcomed the Trump-Putin summit in Helsinki, with Prime Minister Andrej Babiš calling it a breakthrough in bilateral relations that will open dialogue on many burning issues. However, political analysts predict that the new relationship may bring trying times for Europe. The two leaders clearly have a common interest in a weaker European Union. So says commentator Daniel Anish, talking to Radio Prague's Daniela Lazareva.
This is a bitter irony, because this is of different reasons, but they unfortunately share this goal. In the case of Vladimir Putin, it's because of geopolitical reasons. He sees European Union as a foe who is trying to project his influence on this close neighborhood of Russia, which is Ukraine, Georgia, and other countries. And on the side of Donald Trump, it's more simple. It's about trade. He really believes that the whole unified European Union is a competitor, or if not foe, as he said just in a couple of hours before the summit with President Putin. And he said it many times, and he is quite persistent that if there was no European Union, he could deal only with Germany, only with France, and he offered both of them that that maybe they could have a separate deal, a trade deal with him, that would be a much better situation for the United States. Unfortunately, this is big, big danger for the transatlantic unity.
What are the lessons to be learned for the European Union?
The lesson is tough, because as former Foreign Secretary of Germany, Sigmar Gabriel, said that we can't go along with Donald Trump, but we can't survive without the United States. So I think the best lesson would be, and this is a tough one, that the European Union shall try to stay as much as unified as possible, which we see that it's not easy, because Donald Trump is skillfully pushing in the weak places, weak points of European Union, which is immigration. What he said in Britain, that the immigration is damaging or endangering Europe's culture. This is what many right-wing movements rising around Europe are gaining voters on. So it's quite tricky and difficult situation for Europe. But I hope at least at the trade front, which is the main front Donald Trump is attacking on, they unify. So the message and the hope shall be that let's stay unified and survive Donald Trump.
Could it not undermine the EU further?
That's the danger. But I see some signs of optimism that the Europeans are trying or already learning how to deal with Donald Trump. That means to focus on the parts they can agree on, I mean, within European Union, and let's say leave aside these issues like immigration I mentioned, that you can tell that they are not really even answering that much this Donald Trump rhetoric. They are pushing hardly on the trade front, which is good, and not provoke him that much on other fronts, because Donald Trump is of the nature that when you provoke him, he strikes back. So I would say that if European Union will tone down some of its critic of Donald Trump, like when Donald Tusk said that if a friend like Donald Trump who needs enemies, I think this is useless, that this is not the way how to deal with Trump. It's basically you have to be quite more skillful than him and to play by the cards you have. And I think if European Union stays strong on the trade front, we do have the same share of global economy as the United States, I mean European Union, then we can stand our ground.
How seriously should Europe take this, the rhetoric that we heard? Because some say that it was a performance for the home audience on both sides, so to speak.
They are right. It's for his home audience. But at the same time, those are his instincts. Those are what he really believes. Since 1980s, when Donald Trump began to speak about international relations and U.S. foreign politics, he keeps repeating the same. United States is getting a bad deal from the international order, and it's our allies are somehow using us, the United States. So he is very resistant, and it's dangerous because those are his instincts. And if he was to blow his instincts, we would be even in more difficult situation. Fortunately, speaking about NATO mainly, there is Congress, and there are people in his administration who still can keep him somehow in a frame.